You know how sometimes a really good meal can lift your mood or make you see a place in a different light? Well, that's happening over and over in a remote tiny town out on the plains of Kansas. As Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports, a restaurant there is using good local meat and veggies and high-end cooking to breathe new life into a hard-pressed farm town.
At rush hour in Sylvan Grove, Kansas, a truck or a car or a tractor drives by every so often. The town's been shrinking for most of the last century. But inside one of the old limestone buildings, Flyboy Brewery and Eats is filling up. Sandy Labertue and her husband are regulars.
Well, it's open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday mornings, and we eat here as often as we can. So we feel pretty good about this place.
The food's good. Grant Wagner, the co-owner and chef here, worked his way up through top-notch restaurants. He's from a small town out here originally. Says he grew up surrounded by people who had to work with their hands, fix stuff, make do. Found himself in Kansas City, the executive chef at a place where he says customers would drop $2,000 or $3,000 on dinner. Then, 3 years ago, he and a friend bought Flyboy.
I just got tired of making food for rich people. I wanted to go back to making food that I cared about for people I cared about.
Now, Wagner's catering to local farmers and ranchers, families headed for nearby Wilson Lake, and others willing to drive an hour or two for some fine dining or just a top-flight cheeseburger. It's working. On a busy night, Wagner says he'll serve 300 people, so more than Sylvan Grove's entire population. From a menu largely built around beef from cattle grazing on pastures not far from town.
I've got 100% local beef, and man, it is fantastic. It'll put anything in Kansas City. It'll give them a run for their money.
He uses honey from right down the street, local cucumbers to make pickles, and mushrooms from somebody's basement. Lucas Haas, the co-owner and brewer at Flyboy, says it's more than a nod to environmental sustainability. It's basic economics in a place that's seen its financial vitality ebb away for decades.
You got to do what you got to do to survive out here. But where we can, we try to support local because it keeps it here. I just really hate seeing so much of our wealth being just vacuumed to a different coast.
It's an approach that people here appreciate up and down Main Street.
It is a fun place for local people to go and enjoy themselves.
Ramey Schulteis sits behind a desk stacked with books at the Sylvan Grove Public Library.
The food is good, the service is amazing, the drinks are good, and it's also important for our economy.
Flyboy customers sometimes stay at one of the town's new Airbnbs, for instance. The restaurant also generates jobs for people like Hannah Pauls, a junior at Sylvan Grove High School, who says she's proud to be part of a small town success story.
This restaurant has just, it's been through everything. It's been through COVID. I just feel like it's a big inspiration to the town being so well known here in Lincoln County.
In a region where most little towns are withering and restaurants are closing, Flyboy is giving Sylvan Grove a renewed sense of hope and pride and showing that people like Grant Wagner can come back to the countryside and thrive. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.